All you whose minds be high and heavenly bent, observe God's laws and strive for to repent. Bear thou in mind these lines I shall unfold, and prize them better far than pearl or gold. Bear thou in mind that Christ died for thy sin, upon the cross thy precious soul to win. Be frequent still in reading of his word, which cuts down sin as with a two-edged sword. Consider well the bitter pains and death our Savior Christ has suffered on the earth. Unto the cross they nailed his hands and feet, so for all sins he shed his blood most sweet. Defer no time, but pray continually, thy sins against the still for vengeance cry. Pray to the Lord thy sins may be forgiven, and that thy soul may live with Christ in heaven. Eternal God, if it be thy blessed will, comfort all those that now are sick or ill. By land or sea, relieve them of their pain, restore to them their former health again. Forbear to swear, you children that are young, your parents pray, correct them for their wrong, and bring them up in fear to serve the Lord, for fear he scourge them with his heavy rod. Great oaths in vain to many people swear, the Lord in pieces willfully they tear. Strange imprecations they do common use, with such delights they do themselves abuse. How many false reports abroad do fly, people likewise are given much to lie. Likewise dissemble so with one another, we cannot tell how for to trust our brother. In many places people sudden die, others again sore sick in bed do lie. Lord, give them grace in time for to repent, and for their grievous sins for to lament. Keep thou in mind the judgment day will come, when thou shalt answer for what thou hast done. Whilst thou remainest here on the earth, therefore prepare thee for the hour of death. Let not malicious thoughts possess thy breast, nor wicked actions in thy conscience rest. In any case do not thy neighbor wrong, neither by thought, word, deed, nor yet by tongue. Many there be that follow drunkenness, and make themselves far worse than any beast. And many, when that they should go to church, do in an alehouse or a tavern lurch. Nor do they heed, but spend their means in vain, which should their wives and children maintain, until they have consumed their whole estate, and ne'er repent before it be too late. Others there be likewise doth rob and kill, and many a man and woman's blood do spill, for money to maintain their grievous sin, and think not on the errors they run in. Pity it is they have no better care, but bring their souls and bodies in a snare. Their bodies here to die in woeful shame, their souls to suffer in eternal flame. Quare thou after God's word which is so pure, also the gospel which will still endure. Seek thou the place whereas thy soul may rest, among the angels whom the Lord hath blessed. Regard not thou the sin of covetousness, seek for to right the widow and fatherless. Help to relieve those that in prison lie. Also remember, man, that thou must die. Set not thy mind upon adultery, but from the beauty of lewd women fly. We find in Scripture that it is forbid. Then mind it well when as you do it read. Take heed that you do not false measures use. With such deceit do not thyself abuse. Too many use it now, the more's the pity. In every place, in country, town, and city. Undone are many by this false deceit. Let me advise such people and entreat to leave it off, and mark what I shall say. 'Twill rise against them at the judgment day. When thou before thy Maker shalt appear to give account and eke thyself to clear, if well thou'st done, then happy shalt and live with Christ in joy eternally. Example take, I pray, both old and young, by those few lines that's penned in this song. Bear it in mind, I pray, everyone, and think on it when I am dead and gone. Young men and maidens, love your parents, honor them still, and seek the Lord to. Oh, mind your Bibles more than all your pride, and then be sure the Lord will be your guide. Zealous and faithful to each other prove. Live not in hatred, but in perfect love. Peace is a virtue, passeth gold so pure. Lord, grant it may amongst us still endure. And now at last, for to conclude and end, these lines to all true Christians I do send, to read them o'er and of them take a view. What here is penned, you'll find for to be true.